So we're holding here in Avram Zakin Bava Yamin from page 161. So what does Bava Yamin mean? Bava Yamin is a strange metaphor. Okay, it means literally old, but it means old. But where does it come from? Where does the word Bava Yam come to that? So he says, "Kishama," said Rabbi Chayza, "Kishama le'toyvon kol yom chesine kayyom azeh bi'er ki hamitzvos yesh b'hen to'elos leguf le'nefesh." When the pasuk says the mitzvahs will be good for us kol hayomim, all the days, lechayoseinu kayyom azeh, to keep us alive like this day, bi'er ki hamitzvos yesh b'hen leguf le'nefesh. It's telling us that the mitzvahs have a to'elos both for the body and for the nefesh. And he explains, "V'toyvlan kol hayyamim ze to'elas ha-nefesh olam haba." Kol hayyamim is, yom is a metaphor describing olam haba. Ki heimim anekram yamim. V'zeo ma shekosu b'tzadikim bo b'yamim b'loshin yediyah. Ki hu miskar v'lesen yom ha-ruchim anitchim. So the pasuk says, Rabbi Mechai is medayek something. The pasuk says bo bayomim. Now the difference in Hebrew between bayomim and biyomim is when there's a beis with a shva, it's relating. It's a prefix for the generic noun. In other words, if I say I live in a house, I say negar bibayis. If I say I'm living in this house, that house, this very specific house, then I would say babayas. The takes on the pasach of the hay. So it's as if it would be behabayas is condensed to babayas. So he says, the pasuk says he came on to the days. If it would just mean that he's old because a lot of days passed by, he would say bob biyomim. The fact that it says bob biyomim implies that we're talking about a certain time that's called days. That's Olam Haba. Kehum iskav loisen hayyomim haruchim anitzchim. Oisen sheyizke dover lehem yish rotchayim oyev yomim leres toiv, kiva oisen hayyomim yizke adam letoiv atzofen. So, whenever we're talking about days, we're talking about Olam Haba. I want to add something. I mean, he just says pshat and what it means, and that's that. But so whereas the pshat, you would say the normal pshat in the pasuk would be he's had many days behind him. His pshat actually is he's headed towards many days ahead of him. And if you take a look in the Torah, the only unit of time that seems to be innate to creation is a day. Until Wednesday, when there was a sun and a moon, there wasn't the possibility of months or years. And the Torah says that I'm giving you a sun and a moon to mark time in terms of keeping Yom Tovim, seasons, etc. Whereas days are innate to creation itself. I believe, and again, you find in the Zohar, Midrashim, Lishonos, that talk about day and night, Lamala. It says in Moshe Rabbeinu was Lamala. How do you know when it's day and when it's night? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Torah Shem Ksav, Torah Shem Alpeh. So the distinction between day and night is innate to human perception, understanding, two midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas Yom and midas Laila. That's very, very fundamental, and that's something that exists in a sense even in Olam Haba. Years and months are more artificial, and it's not the Etzem Bria, it's only Wednesday. It's an element in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to mark times, and there would be certain extraordinary anhagos. There would be anhagos, a din in Rosh Hashanah, and there would be Kafar Nekippah, and there would be Simchan Sukkis. But each and every element of that, that's much more this-worldly, and it doesn't exist in Nitzchius. What does exist in Nitzchius is Yamim. That's why it's something which we talk about Yoyim Shekula Aruch and so on. Because even though you know, if there's no day or night, it wouldn't be called a yom. It would be called l'zman shukol ha'aruch. Yom seems to be something that exists even at the highest level that we humans can aspire to. Okay, the next one, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem blessed Avram Bakoil. So, what is Bakoil? Berech is Avram Bakol. So, V'oirech Yomim V'oishe V'kovet Debanim V'zeo Kochem Sodom. Length of days, wealth, honor, and children. He had it all. That's what else could a person want for? V'darash, now, the Gemara says, there's a drash in the Gemara, that he had a daughter named Bakoil. So he says, V'drash shebit oisa shon Bakoil, tzorech oisa beiz misharis. If that were true, we would need to say, Hashem be'as avom Babakol. In other words, if Bakol was her name, so Babakol would be the way to say with a daughter named Bakol. Now, Ibn Ezra here is jabbing. It's not, I mean, this is not it's not serious about it. He's annoyed with the pshat. He feels it's way off pshat. And therefore, he makes it a sort of a snide comment, which the Ramban is going to go to town on, and we'll see in a second. V'yiskakazah leimur. The Ramban says, the pasuk is telling us, Shalom Akol, he was Shalom. The phrase, introductory phrase, telling me Avram had it all except he would have nobody, you know, no grandchildren to follow, and therefore he started looking for a shidduch. That's the shidduch of Mikraban. Now he goes to town really, really on the Ibn Ezra. Chazal have a tremendous pshatness. Amru, Hashem has Avram Bakoil. Rav Meir says he didn't have a daughter. Rav Yehuda said he had a daughter. Some say he had a daughter whose name was Bakol. Now, according to Rav Meir, not having a daughter was a bracha because he didn't have any good shidduch for her. He would have had to marry off to an Ovad Avodah Zarah. And, you know, it's one thing where he has a son who's going to set the tone of the house, and Rivka's going to come along and become part of his household, that would be great. But that he would have a daughter who would end up being over of a Zara, that's something Avram didn't want. Rabbi Huda says he even had a daughter and everything he had. So those two are very good. Now, Ramban says, he doesn't mean to tell us the words literally as they are, that he had a daughter named Bakol. Because even let's say that's what it means literally, but Chalilim Shetzir Bechosh Avram Shigdolo Klolos in Yizeh, Shem HaKosik Bechos Hashem Vas Achash Vakach. I mean, the Pasuk is implying Avram Avinu had it all. Baruch Hashem, at the end of his life, he had everything. So we say, no, I didn't have everything. He had a daughter named Bakol. Why? He had money. He did have money, that we know in the Psukim. He had a wonderful son, that we know from the Psukim. He was very respected, that we know from the Psukim. So why would we want to change a pshat in such a strange way? It's learning the Chazal itself, it can't be that that's what they meant. There's a very deep inyan in this. V'darshav is a soid misaydus ha-Torah. It's one of the great soidus of the Torah. V'armu, they said, ki bakol tirmos al inyan gadol. The word Bakol is something very big. Vehu. Sheyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mida Tikra Koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Mida called Koil. Mipnei Sheyesoid HaKoil. Ubonema Anoich Hashem Oise Koil. Vushenema Yisrael Esa Koil. Let's stop a minute. Let's talk about this point. And we'll describe it first outside, and then we'll be able to see it inside. The Chazal or Kadmonim had a pasuk that was that described the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are and the pasuk that's used is Lecha Hashem Magdula Vagvura Vatiferes Vanetz Vahoid, and the words sound familiar. They are familiar. Gdula means Chesed, like it says as God Lecha. Rashi says in Maschana means Chas Lecha. So what we call Chesed and Gvura and Teferes and Netzach and so on and Hoid are all in the pasuk. So that's where we got it from. That's where they got those words from. Now the pasuk adds two more things. Ki choil b'shamayim uvaretz, because everything is in shamayim uvaretz, and then lecha Hashem ha'mamlocha v'asasei lekoil. So lecha Hashem ha'mamlocha v'amisnasei is a midah called malchus, and it stands apart from the pasuk. It's kind of two phrases that fits, and there's one word that we need to digest. Ki choil b'shamayim uvaretz, that comes before it, which is interpreted as a midah called yesod. And just the description of the midah is ki choil b'shamayim v'aretz. As a matter of fact, everything in shamayim v'aretz. Now, the interpretation of that pasuk by the Bali Sod is that there's a midah that takes in the entirety of the person of Akash Baruch's midos. Let's give one more point about it that a little bit will clarify it. A human being has many different limbs and organs and tissues, and they all have their function, whether it's muscle tissue, whether it's the liver, whether it's kidneys, the heart, the nerves, etc., etc. And each tissue that's in the body has become specialized. And even though theoretically every other gene is there, but it's suppressed and it's not working. So liver tissue might grow more livers, kidney might grow more kidney, but it's not going to be anything else. And that's each tissue has become specialized. The seed, the human seed, as seed, contains everything and has the potential to express everything. And the human seed is not a piece of liver with a piece of kidney with a piece of heart with a piece of this. It's one unit that contains the entirety of everything. So you see that in the human body, there is one aspect of it that sort of contains the entire person. And that's called the midah of kikol. It corresponds, without going further, but there's a very important midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Kichol. It enables to take the entire piece and put it together. Let's just give one more mashal that would help us just get a little bit of a handline. We meet special people, and some people are special because they're brilliant and understand Torah, and so on and so forth. And we're very, you know, we admire them for that. There's some people that are giving people, always willing to do a favor and so on. And some people have tremendous self-discipline and what they put themselves through, and shmir and zahir and all these things. And many more midas tovas many more different ways which people are special. But sometimes we meet a person, we say, well, this is the person that the Torah means. When we think of a big person in a generic sense, we say the pieces fit together. By the other pieces I've mentioned, invariably there's a sense of it being disproportional. This person is a tremendous malchus, always giving, always doing. To see him, his self-control is a bit lacking, or this person is very, very self-controlled, and it's really, it never does anything wrong, but there's a heart to see the warmth and the giving. And both of them, we don't see the learning. Sometimes you see a person, you say there's a certain shlemus that includes all of those things together. There is a midah to be able to take them all. That's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Bekol. And it says, now, let me add one more piece so that we understand what he's saying. Because the truth is, the Ramban is really kind of moving into the world of Kabbalah. And he says at the end, he apologizes, and he just says that he did it because he was very annoyed at Eben Ezra. The midah in the big picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of his always midas, the last midah says the Chashem HaMamlocha V'Misnasei. And without going in too far afield, that midah is a midah that expresses itself through the mekabel. In other words, just like Adam was created zacha nekeva, and his full realization is through the nekeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is by what he does, and through our awareness, recognition, response to what he he's doing. So those, the midah of kol, which we said is sort of similar to human seed, has a receptacle by us, which is which receives that, and in that sense, that same meat of kol is called Knesset Yisrael, is called kala. In other words, kala comes from the word kol, it meaning the ideal isha is capable of allowing me to express all of myself. She's a kli kibul, and my ideals, my hopes, my needs. In other words, the midah of just like if the person has a seed, the woman has a kli kibul to be able to absorb all of it and give it expression. So the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us at that point is the kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the kala of Knesset Yisrael. So he says, there's a big meat that's called kol. Mipnei she is sod hakol. Ubo nema anoich Hashem oise kol. Vuhu she nema v'yisen eretz v'kol. Yoyma. Ki yisen eretz v'toyva gdoila shefei al kol boi oilom v'avur ki b'kol hi. The Amida Shminis and Gimidis, it's the 8 out of 13 Midas. Umida Cheres, I name it the Midas Hashem B'chol Makom. There's a different Mida that when it says Va'ashem, V'hi Shenikis Kala, the Sefer Shir Hashirim. That's what causes it's called Kala. V'avushi Klulo Min HaKol. V'hi Shechachomim Mechanim Shmo Knesset Yisrael Kol Sham. Kala Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael. The Chrysler is called Netzel, Bavushi Knusis Hakol. She's gathered in everything. Vamida Zos Hoysel Avron Kibas. This Mida was like a bas for Avron. Kihu Isha Chesed Visnaik Bezu. Olekachom Rachem Kena Brocha Zaysun is worth the call Romezes al Shaholid Bas, Mr. Ishtoi Shaholid. They don't mean what he had a door or not. But it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu had this midah of a kol, and that's why it's called koil. Kiloshen kishmi bekirboy behinam mevarech b'shayim v'aretz, kacham v'asham kishayim v'keretz. The psukim that we talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, including shemayim and aretz. Shemayim and aretz are the furthest reaches and sweeps of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's doings, and therefore when it reaches out to everything, that's called kichol b'shayim v'aretz. We don't have much time, unfortunately, but, and it's also the Yonim and Akeid. Let's just skim through the next two or three paragraphs. He then brings a chazal where Shimi Yechoi asks Rabbi Elazar v'Yosi about a Torah Sheita Imoi, and whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kala, Abbas, and Ima, all of those in Yanim. Then the next paragraph, he brings a medrash of Nechunya Kana, which is it's part of the Zohar, the Sefer Boyer. It says, Anoich Hashem oise koil neitesh mayim levadi roikaretz mi'iti. Anikish natati ilon zelish tasheh boy kola olam. I planted a tree to use to engage the entire world. Verkati boy hakol. I wove into it everything. Karosish my coil, I called it coil. Shakoil toleboy bakol mani yoytse. Everything is there, and everything comes out of it, and everything needs it, and so on and so forth. So again, it's clear that the word coil doesn't mean everything. It means the klal gadol of everything. The next paragraph, he explains that what we call shchina is called coil. It says the Shechina means where it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in the Bria. Let me explain it outside, because we don't have time to go through it all, and it's not that easy. Basically, the Shechina comes in the place that there is an entire complement of good. Let's give an example. If a person has a computer, so, you know, there are different parts of the computer, and each part is put in its place. The only part that's going to work is if all the pieces are in place. So Shechina works. The Mishkan had every aspect of divine Hashgacha. So if you don't have every aspect of divine Hashgacha, there's not going to be Hashras Shechina. So you need a complete vessel. In other words, you need the meat of coal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should dwell within it. That's it. And finally, let's see the last piece. If you understand what I spoke about the meat of coal, there's a story in Yom Yo where there was a group of very, very, quote-unquote, from women that they saw all the tzaras come to Chai Yisrael. They said, oy, it's a message from the Avodah Zarah that we should be worshiping more Avodah Zarah. We've been lax in worshiping Avodah Zarah. So these are called the Noshim Arurus. They said, "Min oz chadalnu lekatelim lechas Hashemayim." Since we've stopped bringing karbanos Avodah Zarah, chasarnu kol. We've been missing things. Evelom alichva milah chasaras chasres ha'alef. It says instead of meleches, it's without an aleph. What he means to say is the chasarnu kol is they didn't think Avodah Zarah was the be-all. But they thought that Avodah Zarah is the centrally significant midah to bring Hashpah to us. They're talking about that coal. Betafkod varm rabim stumi mitar mikra. Once you understand this yisoid about coal, a lot of things open up. And then he goes to town at Aben Ezra. Ve'ilu yoda zeh mishadah v'saydo yisav. If the Aben Ezra, who thinks that he knows the sodos of Torah, would have known this, he would have kept quiet and not poked fun at Chazal. But that's why I wrote it, to shut the mouth of those who speak ill of Chazal. This is actually, there's two things I'd like to point out here. First of all, this is, in other words, the knowledge of Seidus of Torah opens up a whole new area of Chazal. The understanding that Chazal speak in metaphor and that the meaning of the metaphor relates specifically to Seder HaTorah is a point that Ramban is making. I'd like to point out a second thing. The Ramban quotes Aben Ezra as his Aleph base of Pshat. The Ramban has three Sfarim that don't leave his table. That's Rashi, Aben Ezra, and the Ramban. And wherever there's something relevant, he starts with that. And he either agrees or disagrees. He disagrees vehemently with Ezra here. He says some very, very sharp things. But it doesn't take away from the Ezra being the first chap. The idea that you can sharply disagree on some things and wholeheartedly agree to other things, it doesn't quite seem to exist today. I mean, look at the Rebbe and the Rambam. There's an understanding wherever the Rebbe doesn't disagree with the Rambam, he agrees. That means 99% of the time the Rebbe is agreeing, and this is his sefer. And yet it doesn't stop him from disagreeing rather vehemently with other places. The idea that Aben Ezra is the Ezra, and he's the Baal Pshat and the Psukim, and you need to deal with him as the Aleph base, and then you can, and those areas that he was deficient, he didn't have the Messiah of the Kabbalah, and he felt, he had sort of a philosophical approach to some of these things, and Ramban felt it's off, he went to town. It's not a stira. This dichotomy is something that we don't have even a music how that could work. We burn his farm today, and there's a Pruchay and Rabiyat, but the idea that, listen, I mean, he's the Abiyah Pshat, the Rambam said about him to learn Aben Ezra, so we need to take it in, we need to take him for what he isn't and to make her around what's missing. Okay. Okay, nothing.